Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, you know, we got a high surf advisory up for the south-facing shores. That's wonderful. Partly sunny skies today. Windward and mocha showers, though. Heavy at times. Isolated thunderstorms through the day. Scattered showers this afternoon. On the leeward side, it'll be a little less rainy, but thunderstorms are possible throughout the day. So you know what you got to do if you're on the golf course. You got to get in and away from those thunderstorms. Makaha's East Course has a 9:30 and a 10:30. The Royal Hawaiian Country Club, cart path only, 9:16. Kapolei has an 8:30 and an 11:30. Poipu, a beautiful day on Kauai, 8:30, 9:10, 9:40. And Wailea, Emerald Course, the Seabury Hall Championship. It's actually a fundraiser. They're getting out today, shotgun, and raising money for Seabury. May you all hit the sweet spot every time and have a whole lot of fun, which we plan to do this morning. We're going to talk with Diana DeLucia, founder of Golf Kitchen, Kent Paisley. He's with the LPGA, and they're inside Motor Speedway. John Hagen at the Safeway Open. Lou Merkel, PGA golf professional, and John Medlock. This is all about the Nagorski Golf Course renovation and the reopening on Fort Shafter, and Robert Dameron. Yes, indeed. He's the host and analyst on Morning Drive. That's on Golf Channel every morning. Got a DVR it here in Hawaii, at least. We'll be back with Robert after this. I'm Danielle Tucker, Crater 96.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors. Yale Tucker.
Bougainville Flooring. This is the anniversary superstore. This is the sale that they're carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile. Over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock on sale. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners. Stop in Bougainville Flooring Superstore. This is the anniversary sale. It's right near the NEX. And now, Robert Dameron, PGA Tour champion, host, and analyst on Golf Channel's Morning Drive. Welcome into the clubhouse, Robert.
Thank you very much, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. I mean, it's an interesting day. It's not as hot. We've had some interesting weather in Hawaii. We don't usually get in the 90s for a couple of months with no wind, but it's beautiful. It's a little wet, as I mentioned at the top of the show. I've got to get right into this with you. Tiger Woods is hitting clubs again. He was cleared to get back out there and start working on his game after the arthroscopic surgery. I think, what is this, the fourth one on his left knee?
Who can keep count?
Exactly. So his doctors cleared him to play. He was seen at one of his charity tournaments, the Nexus Cup, which benefits his foundation. Somebody said he was looking spry, as one person put it. So, of course, the question is, it's all about, will he be a playing captain? And what are your thoughts on Tiger Woods being a playing captain for the President's Cup?
You know, I'm a little bit torn on this. I think that I would like to see him play because I just like to watch Tiger Woods play. I think the rest of us do as well. And the tour, Jay Monahan, you know, the sponsors, they would definitely love to see him play. He's certainly helped drive the ratings any tournament he gets in. I mean, he makes it just that much more special to watch, and a lot more people, not even golf fans, tune in when he's actually playing instead of driving around in a cart and telling guys strategies on par threes and stuff. So on that side, I think he probably is being pressured to.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, I don't think he will.
You know,
I don't. Flying from Hero, where he's going to play, you know, his tournament, all the way to President's Cup, he accepted the duties of captain, which I think he's going to take seriously. And I know that that's going to be part of it, that he wants to do that well. And maybe he doesn't think he could play and do his other job the way he agreed to do it. And also because of his body, you know, his back, and then obviously his knee was giving him trouble. We didn't even know that till after the surgery. You know, 36 holes a day, possibly putting him in two different matches. If he picks himself, he's only going to be good for one match a day. So is he going to, I don't want to say waste that spot, but would he rather give that spot to somebody that can give him, you know, two matches a day potentially? Maybe. So I think it'd be good for business. It'd be good for the sport and everyone else if he did, but I don't think he will.
No, that's great because it is all about the competition. You got to take all of that pressure from the PGA Tour. By the way, the President's Cup is a PGA Tour event. So you've got to understand that, of course, they want him to be out there because the ratings would be phenomenal. So much greater if he's playing. But then if he's not playing well, if something happens with his body, if he is tired, as you figure he will be after traveling as much, he's going over to Japan. He's in the Zozo Championship after the Challenge Japan Skins. It's just an awful lot of traveling, a lot of golf, and he doesn't do well anymore doing all that and then getting his body in shape.
True, and he's overly cautious about it too. It seems like, you know, he's playing less practice rounds now. He's playing less tournaments, obviously. I mean, outside the four majors, he was kind of a ghost. He just wasn't seen very often. So I don't remember the exact number. What did he play, 12 events last year, which is just, you know, very, very few. Yeah, very few. So I think just by giving that, the way he's prone to protecting himself, that just, you know, means he's going to play less and less, which means probably better for him to captain and not play.
Yeah, I find it fascinating how many people have opinions about this, that, you know, if he is a playing captain, you know, how awful of him to do that. And yet I think, well, the PGA Tour must be in there saying, we want you to be the playing captain. If at all possible, we'd love to have you in there. There must be that pressure. But does Tiger Woods...
No, but, you know, he's prone to a little incentivizing, I'm sure, and maybe it could be even a negotiation for something else he wants down the road. I don't know if he would use it that way, you know, to get some favors from the tour. Maybe, maybe not, but I personally don't think he's very susceptible to much, let's call it peer pressure.
Yeah, peer pressure, exactly. So with the Challenge Japan Skins, this kind of, to me, came out of, it was a surprise. I didn't hear any work up to it. I didn't hear anyone talking about this. Was in the works. Was it held back before everything was put together so they could announce it with all the right people in the right places?
I learned about it when you did. If there was any behind-the-scenes negotiating, it was unknown to any of us on the inside. So, you know, no, we just found out about it the same way everyone else did, just through the Internet.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's the kind of thing where money talks. And, you know, you got Day and Rory and Matsuyama and Tiger. Obviously, that's a big money deal that the sponsors are going to put up a lot of money, and the players are going to walk away with a lot of money. And this might be the only time, maybe the only time ever, that Tiger gets out cheered for. You know, I think Matsuyama might get bigger and more cheers than Tiger. He might not be used to that.
That's good, because in Japan, they love golf. I mean, they love golf.
Oh, yeah.
And this, having this foursome out there, this is fierce. I'm looking at Rory McIlroy in this foursome. Hideki Matsuyama seems to be finding his game again. Do you see that?
Absolutely, I see that. I did do PGA Tour Live this week and covering the Safeway, and he was very flat. Hideki was at Safeway, but he's also rusty, you know, coming off sitting around since the Tour Championship. So it's to be expected. But no, I mean, I was also on course at Medina, where he shot 63 twice that week. And that, I didn't think 63 was out there, let alone the 61 that Justin Thomas shot. So I absolutely see him trending in the right direction. The stats bear it out as well. He was really high up in the two ball striking categories off the tee and approach. So after a couple little injuries and some things going on, I think he's primed to come back to the his top form, let's say.
Yeah, well, if he ever wins a major, we'll have a tsunami coming toward Hawaii.
No doubt.
They'll be jumping up and down like crazy in Japan for that. Rory McIlroy, player of the year, and his game is stats-wise up. It's great, but the performance that we're seeing, it's so iffy. It's one day it's great, the next day it's not. What do you see as a player? Now, remember, Robert Dameron played on tour. He's won on tour. What do you see in his game right now?
You know, I think that there is, if you look at the stats, there was a lot of consistency. You look at the finishes. I think he had 14 top 10 finishes, something like that, which is extraordinarily consistent. His strokes gained was at almost 3, which is, almost Tiger Woods numbers, across the board. So after when you put all that together and the 3 wins, and 2 of the wins, frankly, are huge, the Players' Championship and the $15 million at the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup, it's a great year, but, and here's the asterisk. If you would have asked him at the beginning of the season, what tournaments are you looking forward to? Which ones do you want to play well in the most? He would say Augusta, and he would have said the Open at Portrush. Mm-hmm. And he fell flat on his face in both of those. So that you cannot be disappointed in the season, and I think he laid a great blueprint to get his game back on track over the last kind of lean few years, this year, being a little more selfish, being a little more selective with where he plays. But he still has to feel that little disappointment over what otherwise was a great year. But, again, he's won 3 times. He's back to being probably the best player in the world at the moment, not officially, but probably. So that means next year we're going to have those big high expectations in the majors and not just, good to see him back in the winner's circle.
No, we do have high expectations in the majors. And I think, but Tiger Woods spoiled us terribly for 15 years.
Sure.
Because it was like, hey, Tiger's going to win again, And so we expect these great players like Brooks Koepka here. How come he isn't closing all the time? Why aren't they all closing all the time? Those are pretty ridiculous expectations on our part, do you think?
I know so, and the reason is because Tiger spoiled us. You hit the nail on the head. We saw Tiger it didn't matter which tournament it was, he was kicking everybody's behind, especially in majors, but everywhere else, and we kind of think, oh, this next guy, well, he didn't live up to that standard. That's unfair. I think you take Nicklaus and Tiger and set them aside, and then you can look at everybody else's performance. What Brooks has done is phenomenal. And the argument that, well, he needs to learn to get up for these other tournaments. And when he's going to commit to say, well, he's in Vegas this week, this upcoming week. And if doesn't get off to a good start, he just kind of stays flat. What can he do to change that? And I say, please don't change it. I don't think he will. But he went from a one-time tour winner. He won in Phoenix. And starting going into Erin Hills, the U.S. Open, from that time, he's a one-time tour winner. 18 months later, he is a shoe-in Hall of Famer. So you've won 3 majors in this year and a half, and then you added another one. Don't change anything. Why would you ruin what you've got or even potentially try to change anything? Just keep going. You're doing fantastic work.
It must be hard, though. I mean, all the stuff that's written about you, do you read that stuff or do you avoid it completely?
No, you can't help but read it. I mean, especially nowadays if you open a Twitter or an Instagram account, it's unavoidable. It just everything jumps out at you. So, yeah, you can read it, but you got to not care. You got to know that no one on there that's writing or saying anything is nearly as good as you and has any idea, what's going on in your head anyway. And frankly, I think it's just the way he's born. He just has a gear that it takes a certain level to get excited and get up for it, and to try to change it would just kind of be going against his nature. So, he's good enough to where if his game kind of clicks in any tournament, he can win it. But if his game's not clicking, he just has trouble, going up that extra notch or grinding it out. But in a major, he doesn't. So, again, I think it's fantastic.
It is. And Cameron Champ at Safeway said, people don't know what's going on other than what they see on television. And he's referring to his grandpa having stage four cancer. So,
sure.
You know, there's all the things that happen in our lives privately that, and we go to work and nobody sits there and judges us. They understand. We're out there judging everybody on the golf course going, what's wrong with this person? Why aren't they performing? Well, we don't know what's happening behind the scenes, what they're carrying. One person who seems to be right out there in the middle of the world right now, and should he have been on social media a long time ago? It's Phil Mickelson. Wow. You know, he's like an open book. But I'm the losing weight, the changing his eating habits, his, I don't know, he shot the 76, the 69, he missed the cut at Safeway. The distractions of social media, all the things he's doing outside the game. Does that really even bother a Phil Mickelson?
Yeah, well, apparently it does, because the rise in his social media presence is also about the same timeline as his fall as a golfer. He started off this last season, you know, playing tremendously. He almost won a Desert Classic, which was the old Bob Hope. I still want to say Bob Hope. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks later, he wins in Pebble, and you think, wow, this guy's back. Mm-hmm. And then he has one more top 35 the entire season, which is not a Phil Mickelson type of golf. Sure, I like the social media stuff. It's time to get off. It's time to be who you are. I mean, unless you're just resigned to being that guy too. It's very tough at 49 when everyone else is 21 and hitting it a mile past you and fearless to win when you're not committed and focused. And it just does take away from the focus a little bit. The weight loss is going to be tough too. It's because you always lose your swing when your body changes drastically.
Mm-hmm.
So his body has changed drastically, of course, and let's be frank, it's going to change drastically again when he puts the weight back on, because no one crashes weight like that and keeps it off.
That's right.
It's just not possible. So I don't really see an end to this slump just yet for Phil because of the drastic changes, the drastic body changes, but I'm looking forward to it. I would like to at least a time where there's a chance for him to redeem himself at Wingfoot, right around his 50th birthday.
That would be
one of the greatest stories in golf.
The bridesmaid wins. David Duval is a perfect example of what happens if you change everything when you're at the top of your form. It's wow, you know. And when he did that, I mean, he looks like he's trying to compete with the kids on a body image level, you know, or something. But then again, as he said, he needed something to reinvigorate him and get him back in the action. And you can't help but think, okay, that, you know, people have been telling you to go out there and work out and get in the gym and lose some of the stuff around the belly. And he's gone out and done that. So, you know, everybody's got to try, right?
Let's be frank, too. Not everyone on social media is really nice to you. So I'm sure he got a lot. He gets on social media, and you get a lot of people, you know, maybe making fun of his weight a little bit. And maybe that affected him. Maybe he did decide, all right, I'm going to show everybody. It's, of course, we're speculating. We're just taking educated guesses. But it's possible.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to ask you something kind of serious, because it's about slow play. Bryson DeChambeau is at the top of the leaderboard. Congratulations, Bryson, getting your game back on. And I hope, you know, good luck for the weekend to everyone. But I want to ask you about slow play. And he seems to be the poster boy for slow play. When you're playing, do guys who have a slower game use their slowness and maybe slow down a little bit more to throw off other people who don't play slowly?
It's probably not much. If it happens, it's not that noticeable, because you would know someone over time, their normal pacing, and if they just completely dropped, then I think you would notice it if they did something different with you. But we've seen it work in the Ryder Cup before, you know, where the Europeans slowed down and tried to get under the skin of the other player. That's more of a match play strategy than an actual stroke play strategy. But, you know, with all the talk going on, and, well, it takes this much time, and we've got time par, and we've got these fines. My personal thing is, you know who's slow. If you don't attack the slow players, not anything else, if you can't go after them, then it gives them license to keep doing what they do. So I don't know. I always said they say field size has something to do with it. If you have me and one other person on the golf course, and that other person is in the group in front of me in a onesome, and he's the slowest player on tour, I'm going to have a bad day. I'm not going to enjoy my round of golf because mm-hmm. I have to wait every shot on that one guy. So it's not the conditions. It's not the amount of people. It's the one guy in front of me that is making my day miserable. So if I can't go after that guy, doesn't matter what else happens.
Yep, that's dead on. I mean, everybody who plays golf can relate to that. Finally, you have a great bucket list. Of course, I watch Golf Channel's Morning Drive.
Oh.
Host Robert Dameron is with us right now. And one of the questions earlier this week was, what's your bucket list for playing golf? And mm-hmm. I love your golf courses. I mean, Pine Valley, right? Royal County Down, Newcastle, Northern
yep.
Ireland. And Shinnecock and National Golf Links, you said that you could knock that out in one day. And my thought was, how much it would cost?
A lot. I might know some people somewhere. I don't know. But some things you just have to set cost aside and say, well, it's worth it. You know, so that's okay. It would be expensive, but it is cool. I mean, it's almost. National and Shinnecock, you almost think of it as one because no one goes and plays a golf trip at one without seeing the other or playing the other. It doesn't seem like so. Maybe they could have let me add one more course to that. I don't know.
Well, I think they should invite you over and have you have
sure.
spend.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and then I loved what you said when they asked the question, and they do this on Morning Drive. It's a lot of fun. We get to see inside the people who are talking to us. Where would you build a golf course, Robert Dameron?
Oh, that is funny because we're talking about that, and I'm like, we're coming up with all kinds of ideas. But I said the Himalayas. I just like the mountains. I think my golf ball would go a lot further at that altitude. And a lot of scenery. There's already a bunch of Sherpas over there, so they could caddy. I think it's a natural idea.
It's marvelous. Bring your snowshoe. Off Channel Morning Drive analyst. Thank you so much for being on the show with us.
Thanks, Danielle. Have a good one.
You too. Aloha. We're going to come back. Guess what? We've got Walter J. Nagorski Golf Course open after a year renovation. We're going to be talking with Lou Merkel, PGA, and John Medlock, Marketing Chief of Family and MWR after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We are located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing.
When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Just a reminder, the Bougainville Flooring Superstore anniversary sale is on now. Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. Go now. Why pay more? All right, Lou Merkel is PGA golf professional. He's over at the Nagorski Golf Course. John Medlock is marketing chief of family and MWR, and they're at the course now. Welcome into the clubhouse. Hi, Lou.
Hi, Danielle. How are you this morning?
Excellent. And John, hi.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. It's a lovely morning there on the course and looking out over the beautiful valley that's in Fort Shafter where this 9-hole golf course is. Let me start with you, John. This extensive renovation to the Nagorski Golf Course. Why did the Army decide to go ahead? Why did family and MWR go ahead with this renovation?
Well, in fact, we realized that Nagorski was getting a little long in the tooth. You know, it opened up in the 40s. Even though we did a little bit of work on it, it seemed like there was some room for improvement there. We looked online and we saw that a lot of the comments said the fairways had a little bit of rocks and we had some issues that we had to deal with. So when we replaced the Kalakaua Golf Course, we had funds that were available, so we decided to go ahead and invest that money into Nagorski Golf Course, and now it's just a beautiful play.
And did you do something with water as well?
We did irrigation to make sure that the fairways and the greens were well kept. That was one of the issues in the past. In the summer, the course would get dried out a little bit and make it a little bit harder to play. So with the irrigation and the cart paths, it's just a pleasant surprise now.
I bet. And system. So it's sustainable practices that the golf courses around the world are trying to institute. So it seems like it was the perfect time to do the renovation after. When did it open up?
August, the end of August.
The reopening was at the end of August, but it was built in the 40s, so it was built over an emergency landing strip that was used in World War II, and there's a sign designating it as Putnam Airfield, and it stands as a testament to the heritage of the area. It was named after World War II Army veteran Walter Nagorski. Love to find out more about Mr. Nagorski, but we're going to find out more about the Nagorski Golf Course. And Lou Merkel, the PGA there, tell us, Lou, what was done to the golf course in addition to taking those rocks out?
Well, we resurfaced all the fairways, new cart paths, again, the watering system, new greens, new tees, everything was kind of redone.
What did you use for the greens? What grasses?
Mini Verde on the greens, and on the tees we have celebration grass.
Wow.
It's a form of Bermuda.
Form of Bermuda.
But very, very nice.
Yeah, and the Mini Verde, what is special about that?
It's a easy growth grass that they use it at Leilahua also. Very easy to take care of. It's done real well.
A 9-hole course is perfect for today's lifestyle, to be able to get out and play 9 and then just get home in time for whatever else needs to be done. So it seems so such a perfect place. I wanted to ask John quick, on the website that I was reading, it says it's open to the public, but it can't be, anyone can't, just, how do you get in?
Right, so the Nagorski Golf Course is open to Department of Defense ID card holders and their guests and sponsored friends. So what I normally do is just recommend to people that if they have questions about access, go ahead and give the golf course a call at 438-9587. The reality is the military is such a huge community here in Hawaii that if we all have a friend that is either active duty, reserve, or a DOD civilian like myself, and we can sponsor people on to play. So if you have a friend that's in the military, give them a call and say, let's go play a round of golf at Nagorski.
That's wonderful. That sounds like a good thing to do. And Lou, when it comes to it, the fairways, so we talked about the tee and the greens. What did you do with the fairways with grass?
They're all Bermuda, but we leveled them all out. We took out all the rocks. It's really a pleasure to play now. If you've played it a couple of years ago and you came now, you would notice a significant difference.
And the bunkers?
Bunkers were renovated also. We have a few new, and we took out some of the older ones.
Yeah, so you did really an extensive renovation, deciding which bunkers were superfluous to the game and where you could improve the ones that were already there. So you have a men's league, a ladies league, and I see a couples league that's starting on October 4th. How does that work?
Well, we have the men's league is on like a Thursday afternoon. It's a 9-hole play, and then afterwards we have poo-poos and specials in the restaurant, and we give out some prizes. Ladies are on Tuesday mornings, usually around 8 to 8:30. We're still growing that. And a couples tournament, we're going to have that once monthly, the first Friday of the month.
It sounds like fun to be able to get out with your spouse, just have some fun and play
yeah.
golf, as long as they don't try to teach you the game at the same time. Lou, are you teaching?
Yes, yeah.
And we could get a lesson from Lou Merkel?
Of course.
Wonderful. Do you have a schedule? Are you working on the schedule for the whole year?
Yeah, we are now.
Can you give us an idea?
For a tournament.
Speaking of tournaments, when you have that tournament, and I can maybe announce that there's going to be a tournament at the Nagorski or at Leilua, and I am not go to the gate and get a pass and go play?
A lot of our tournaments are built that way. Of course, anybody can do that, as long as it's an open event.
And so we can announce that this is an open tournament, and feel free to sign up for it and get your application in. So that's fun. Leilua, what are your plans there? At Leilua, do you have some tournaments coming up?
I'm not sure what the schedule is up there. I know they just had the Army Invitational. They had the ladies seniors. I'm not sure what else is coming up in the near future.
Okay. The ladies seniors was a lot of fun. We were talking about it on the show that it was happening. Is the name of the restaurant still Mulligan's?
Yes.
Yes. So after a good round of golf at the Nagorski Golf Course, we can go over to Mulligan's and have a little something to eat. Sounds like a whole lot of fun. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Yeah, and of course, then you can also go to the pro shop. They have sales. So this is the Lou Merkel, PGA golf professional, and John Medlock, marketing chief, family, and MWR. So they're sitting at Fort Shafter at the Walter J. Nagorski Golf Course. And I thank both of you for taking the time celebrating the renovation of Nagorski Golf Course and the reopening that happened about a month ago. And things are moving along smooth, and it's a great course to play. It's 9 holes. You need to get out there. It's like 5 minutes from Honolulu. It's just around the corner. It's a great location. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Okay, and just remember, it's only 5 minutes. Come on out.
Yes, I will, Lou. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back. We've got John Peter Hagen over at the Safeway Open in Napa. He's got an inside line over to the European Tour's Dunhill Links Championship that's underway. And, of course, he lives in Pebble Beach where the PGA Tour champions are playing the Pure Championship. So we'll probably get a little bit of information out of John after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
You know, if the name Merkel is familiar to you, Lou Merkel is Christina Merkel's father. So a lot of golf in the family, and great to talk with him. John Peter Hagen, Play Away Please, the tale of Gore's starter's box, that was old course, a starter's box. That was the one book. And now he's working on a trilogy that'll start with Pebble Beach and Other Chance Encounters, the novel. That's slated for release in 2020 in the summer. Sounds like a good time to get a book out. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning. Good morning, Daniel.
How's that?
I've enjoyed your comments on the Nagurski course. It's wonderful. It's heartwarming to see that occurring.
Yeah, yeah. A course from the 40s getting fluffed and redone. And it's a beautiful location. I mean, we think of Fort Shafter and we think of a base, but then there's the valley right behind Fort Shafter, and therein is nestled the Nagurski Golf Course. The Safeway Open is on the Silverado Course in Napa Valley, and Bryson DeChambeau is leading by two. He apparently switched to a graphite shaft that he didn't have any time to get used to. That seems to have worked for him. Shot a 64 and a 68. So what's the mood like there in Napa? You guys having fun?
It's festive. It's like the old days, which some of your audience may remember, the Bing Crosby clam bake at Pebble Beach. This is the Dunhill is much the same as a European version, so pin positions are supposedly a little easier. Weather is cooperating. Golfers are playing with their favorite celebrities and parents and whatever. So it's nice, but you got some good golf that's happening anyway. You got Tony Finau and Justin Rose who are hanging right there
at the Alfred Dunhill Links. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, Tony's doing really good. We would love to spend his summers here in Hawaii at Turtle Bay. We'd love for Tony Finau to break through. A lot of his family is here, too. That would be awesome to see him win on the European Tour. And then you've also got connections. Of course, you live in Pebble Beach, so they're playing the Pure Championship in Pebble. How's it going down there? It looked really beautiful on some of the photographs you shared, the sandcastles. What was that all about?
All of a sudden, the sandcastle appeared just off the 18th green. I was walking to the gym Monday morning, and this lady, this sculptor, and one of her assistants were building the thing, and next thing you knew, 12 hours later, you got a 25-foot-high sandcastle right alongside the the 18th green, as I mentioned, which adds a bit of whimsy and some attitude, shall we say, with all the kids that are playing with the pros this week.
Yeah, so the kids are the first tee children are out there with the pros at Pebble Beach. We got the celebrities and the professionals playing over at Dunhill on the beautiful, beautiful old course. God, that's a gorgeous course. No wind, so it has no protection, and they're going to take it apart probably tomorrow. Justin Thomas and Colin Morikawa and Bryson DeChambeau and Phil Mickelson didn't make the cut. Tony Romo didn't make the cut after that opening 70. He beat so many great players in the first round, then kind of fell apart with a 78 in the second round, but he was there fighting all the way. You know, when you see Tony Romo, is there a large crowd around him?
It's an interesting question. Yes, there was a large crowd around him and Lefty. Phil Mickelson, Lefty. But the real crowd, just as large, was around the guy that just never leaves the public image, and that's Freddie Couples. He was in the tournament, or he is in the tournament. He didn't make the cut either, but he drew as many as the so-called celebrities, and he decided to play the safe way instead of the pure insurance. I don't know what that dynamic was, but it was good to see him there, and he was a draw, as was John Daly, who kind of stubbed his toe again, but it's a fine tournament. It's a bad timing during the year with all the football and everything else that's going on around the country, but it's a wonderful rehearsal for everybody before they start spending their week or couple weeks in Hawaii. So
yeah,
they're being serious about the play. There's no question about that, which is another reason that they're around here, because they're being watched very closely by Tiger.
You know, this fall has turned into this whole new season, the way the PGA Tour, the wraparound season, to avoid the NFL, to avoid all the other things that are coming up in sports that have nothing to do with golf. It's turning out to be very good, because if you do well in the fall, you can get those FedEx Cup points at the very beginning of the year. And we've got one of the best fields ever at the Safeway Open. It's turned out to be a real boon for them, the way things have shaped up. The players are realizing that they need to play in the fall so that they can get those points and have a chance. It's great to see Zach Blair doing well, too. He's in the field. He went to BYU here on Oahu, loves the Kahuku Golf Course, and wrote the foreword for The Finest Nines. That came out, a small book on the best nine-hole golf courses. I don't think he was able to go to the Nagorski. Otherwise, I'm sure it would have been mentioned. But the Kahuku Golf Course, Zach Blair used to love to go play there when he was at BYU on the golf team. We've got Harold Varner III. He's playing. Johnny Vegas is in the field. Bud Cauley, right? And just a whole lot of people, including Justin Thomas. Justin Thomas, despite all the things that were happening in his world, the cancer, the melanoma removal, 9 birdies? That's amazing.
That's amazing, no matter where you do it. And I'm glad you brought him up, because he was talking about the significance of the wraparound season. And he said to the reporter that asked him, he said, "I don't know if you understand, but winning between $500,000 and $1 million for the win this week is no different than winning the same amount of money in the so-called real season. Still real money, you know." I'll take my $500,000 whenever I can get it, right?
Exactly. Thank you very much. If I'm going to be at the Safeway or if I'm going to be wherever, it's a $500,000. So it's really great. Did he talk about the challenges? I mean, he was very vocal on social media about making sure people pay attention to their bodies, not just with the sunscreen, but having, if you're out in the sun a lot, then you're exposed. You wear shorts. And his melanoma was on his calf. So that's not
I think the coda to that is last Monday morning I went down to the gym, which as your listeners know, I walked 18 over to the beach club where the gym is for the resort, and of course couldn't get in. I'd forgotten because it was closed except to the players and the kids that are playing this week. But I put my head in the door, and it was packed with kids. This is 6 o'clock in the morning. None of the senior tour members were there yet, but the kids were, and they were standing in line to use the equipment. So it's another world for them all of a sudden also. And Tommy Lehman and I had a cup of coffee together on Wednesday, and he said, "John," he said, "you won't believe what happened yesterday. I've got to tell you." I said, "What's the story?" He said, "I played with this girl who's 16, 18th hole. She had a driver and a three iron on the green." And he said, "I went over and looked at her and looked at the club and he said, 'You have a three iron?' She said, 'Of course.' He said, 'Young lady, I don't have a three iron.'"
That's wonderful. That was Tom Lehman.
Yes, Tom Lehman. Yeah.
And how is his game?
He played well. I really don't know what he shot yesterday, but I think it was 4 or 5 under on Poppy Hills yesterday. So he's got a chance. The pros are not playing particularly well, but this is also their week of giveaway. Or give back to the game and to the First Tee Foundation. So the tension is there. The money is still real, but they treat it almost as a country club golf.
So the children don't feel intimidated by the intenseness of the, you know, the competition gets pretty fierce. When you see, I was watching Champions Tour on Golf Channel. And they're getting upset when the wind is blowing and the ball's not behaving and the golf clubs are taking a beating. And I'm not not talking about the way they're striking the ball with those golf clubs. Hey, by the way, one of our sons, John Oda, is in the Safeway Open. He's tied for eighth with Colin Morikawa. And he shot a 70-66. So we're keeping our eyes closely on John Oda. Do that for us. You know, go over there and cheer him on, okay?
I will find him and tell him you sent me as an emissary.
That's perfect. Thank you. This is John Peter Hagen. He's author of Play Away, Please, The Tale of the Sale of Golf's Greatest Icon, the St. Andrews Old Course Starters Box. And he's working on a trilogy starting with the Pebble Beach and Other Chance Encounters, the novel, slated for summer 2020 release. Can you give us a little hint?
Oh, a little hint. It's if you go to a place like Pebble Beach or one of your courses in Hawaii or St. Andrews, and if you stand in the same place long enough, the whole world will pass you by. So in doing that, and I've had the good fortune of having business that's been wrapped around the golf world, I've met some very interesting people that are the celebrity names in the world of sports, but also the local fishmonger and the guy that cuts the cheese on Saturday morning. So and they've all got stories, and the stories always seem to make everybody laugh. So I'm putting them in a book for all of us.
That's wonderful. That'll be Pebble Beach and Other Chance Encounters, the novel.
Right.
Right on. Thank you very much, John Peter Hagen.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha. We'll talk soon. Ken Paisley, digital content producer, LPGA. We're going to go inside Indianapolis Speedway. Yeah, four holes are inside the Speedway after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. A huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. We're located near the NEX on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7 and on budget.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Rainer Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Rainer Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Do you realize the holidays are coming? I mean, it's almost time for Halloween, and then you know what comes. And with those holidays, come all the people that you love and who want to join you at your holiday parties. Question is, of course, is your house ready for the traffic? The traffic through the house, the spills and the accidents that come with holiday parties. Are your carpets ready for the onslaught? Go to Bougainville Flooring Superstore. They're having their 29th anniversary sale. They've got easy-to-install, dent-resistant vinyl planking, stain-resistant, easy-clean carpets. Now through Sunday, over this weekend, 1,000 carpet remnants are on sale, plus the price match guarantee, porcelain and ceramic tile, tools and installation supplies, and people who are willing and able to answer your questions. It's the Bougainville Flooring Superstore 29th anniversary flooring sale is on Bougainville next to the NEX. Bougainville Road, lots of easy free parking. Go now. Why pay more? All right. Now we're going to go to the LPGA, and it's a marvelous setting. Kent Paisley, digital content producer, LPGA, is with us. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thanks for having me, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. It's a beautiful morning. We're going to have some rain. It's sunny, though, on this side. The peeking I can do through the windows, it's a lovely day, a light rain falling at times, but there is a chance of thunderstorms. So if you're on the golf course, do get off. Tell us about the setting. Give me the setting that you're in at the Indianapolis Speedway for this wonderful tournament that's happening now on the LPGA, Women in Tech.
Yeah, the Indy Women in Tech Championship. I'm staring at the standings around the racetrack. There are, as you mentioned, inside the Speedway. Such an incredibly unique venue, and some of our players are really taking advantage. Leader Mi Jung Her got the 9-under par to open the tournament. That's a nice way to say hello to the Indy Speedway.
Yeah, yeah. she's wonderful. And it was did it get? I think it got windy for a while there. Was that yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday afternoon, a gust got up to 25 miles an hour. Today, there's not too much wind, and we're seeing that in Bronte Law, laying the law down here in Indianapolis at 7 under today to be a shot back, and Amy Ng also at 7 under, taking advantage of these really good scoring conditions.
Wow. So, MJ lives in Texas. I love what she said in one interview, that she just, pretended like she was in Texas where she gets all that wind.
Yeah, pretending like she's in Texas as well as her husband living with her there. He's out here this week giving her some, extra support, and her confidence level has certainly spiked since winning the Ladies Scottish Open a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that'll do it. I love how she gives credit to her caddy for helping her, for keeping her spirits up when she gets angry with herself.
Yeah, she's done a really good job of staying composed, and golf is certainly more than the golfer. You have a team around you, obviously the caddy right there, and she does a great job of getting credit to the team around her.
Yeah, and then when she teed off today, I guess Sakura Yokomine was in second place at the end of yesterday. She's fallen off a little bit by three. She's down to 9 under. But I didn't realize they've known each other, MJ and Sakura, since the age of 12. Do you know how they became friends?
Yeah, MJ talked about that afterwards. She mentioned that they played in a Korea-Japan match over in Korea on the national team. And that Se-young Kim was also alongside MJ then. So, plenty of LPGA Tour players battling against each other before getting out here, and certainly an additional comfort level for the two of them playing as the final group today.
Yeah, that's what she said. It was going to be very comfortable, since they know each other so well. So it's a great leaderboard. MJ Heuer, Bronte Law, Marina Almine, Chela Choi, Maria Torres, she's with from Mexico. I love the fact that it's such a global tour. The LPGA is wonderful. All the women from around the world aspiring to get onto the LPGA, including the person who was the latest drive on a video from the LPGA, Mariah Stackhouse. She's, of course, United States. She's talking, I think, about how important it is to never allow anyone to take away your belief.
Mariah Stackhouse's parents may have wrote the book on how to give your child self-confidence. Starting at the age of 3, Stackhouse's dad had her recite a daily affirmation talking about she has value, she can do all things, and she's recited that daily ever since the age of 3, Stackhouse coming out of Stanford. And, another thing that her parents did, which I was really impressed by, was, as a kid, your parents are telling you which sports to play. So at the beginning of each year, her dad, after she took a week off from competitive golf, asked her, hey, do you want to golf again next year? And Mariah would say yes. And he goes, all right, you saying yes means for the next year, you're going to give me your all every day getting better at golf. And if you want to quit, we can talk about the end of this year, but for 1 year, you're going to give me all you got. And Mariah has done that consistently, and she's working towards becoming the first African-American woman to win on the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, that's not really something. When she was talking about how she would love to be that person who does that, and that people from around the country, whenever they find out that she's playing, they want to be there just to support her. And it doesn't matter whether she wins. They just like being there to support her. That's a really good feeling to have, the people who don't know you that want to be there.
Yeah, it's a beautiful part of this golden tour, as you mentioned, to have so many different ethnicities, so many different backgrounds, and having people come out and say, hey, I can do this because I see Mariah doing this, or I see MJ doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what. Tell us about the Drive On campaign. What is it for?
So the Drive On campaign was announced at the start of this year. We announced it at our Founders Cup back in March. And it's basically the understanding that female athletes, it takes a lot that they have to make it to the professional levels. There's a lot of hurdles that they have to deal with and a lot of personal life things that they have to deal with to get to the tour. And that's just the LPGA Tour recognizing how much we can highlight our international players. Our first drive-on spot was Lizette Salas. Lizette started playing golf at the country club her dad worked at as a cart guy. and worked her way up from there. And she just saw her in the Solheim Cup making her fourth appearance and how well she's done on the LPGA Tour. And there's so many different beautiful, inspiring stories from our players. And this Drive On campaign is really trying to push across the globe. There are so many of these players who have done so much to get to this tour, and it should be recognized.
Yeah, and it's also about letting women know that you don't have to be perfect. Your body doesn't have to be the promoted perfection that we see in advertising, that we're still beautiful inside. And I think that's a really important message for young girls when they're preteen and young teens getting into the world. They need to hear that more and more from people that they look up to.
Especially in the social media era where you hear that clamoring all the time and a click of a button on the smartphone.
Yes, yes. The perpetual smiles. Life isn't a perpetual smile. And children.
No, it is not.
No, children need to learn that. We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI, Honolulu, KONI, Lanai City, KTOH, Kalaheo. Also, now, I imagine you were in Scotland not too long ago.
I was not in Scotland, unfortunately, but I did watch. I was up the whole time on the East Coast at 3 in the morning.
give us some of your thoughts about Solheim Cup.
You know, we watch sports for the drama of the moment, and I don't think you could ask for more. You know, if that script was pitched, I think a movie director would reject it, saying it's not realistic. And we were talking about being a role model for young girls trying to get into golf. Well, you're growing up, you're thinking to yourself, oh, I got to putt to win the U.S. Women's Open. I've got to putt to win the Solheim Cup. There is now a concrete example of someone doing that with Suzanne Pedersen coming back, proving away from us due to circumstances we could not control because Suzanne had to walk away from golf due to complications in her pregnancy. You'd want to prove that you can get back to that top level. And that's precisely what Suzanne did. She was a monster all Solheim Cup. She got back to her peak form. And that ending, that flipped on the Americans in a hurry, and I was sitting on the edge of my seat. It was incredible golf, incredible for women's golf, and I think it's great to see so many people recognize the caliber of play out there.
Yeah, it was. Everybody was thinking, well, the Americans are going to walk away with a cup, and they flipped the script. quite succinctly. I have one final question that I heard briefly this morning that Lexi, she didn't make the cut, and that she's going to take off some weeks. She's going to have an MRI on her back, so her back is still bothering her.
Yes. Unfortunately, I think we have the same information, which is an Instagram post. Getting an MRI. I have no clue what it could be. I am certainly not a doctor, so I'm not going to speculate. But
sure.
Her next event on her schedule is Japan, so there's definitely some time off for Lexi before Japan and then trying to defend her CME title.
Yeah, well, during Solheim, she said that it was bothering her. So I'm glad she's taking the time to find out soon rather than waiting and trying to ignore it, because that's what a lot of young girls and young people do in general. They ignore things like that until it's worse. So that's it. That's good. Good maintenance on her part.
Certainly, and especially with a shortened off season with the Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champions, it's less than 2 months from CME to when the season picks back up again.
Yeah. Ken Paisley, digital content producer, LPGA, thank you so much for being on the show and giving us some insight into Drive On and what's happening right now at the, it just went out of my head again, Indiana Women in Tech.
You got it. Thanks for the time, Daniel.
Thank
I appreciate you.
You
having me on.
You're welcome. It's the Indy Women in Tech. So it's IWTC Championship. Indy Women in Tech Championship, driven by Group 1001. Thank you so much for being sponsors. We're going to come back. Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine and coffee table books focusing on behind the scenes inside the private country clubs and resort country clubs, and primarily what's happening inside the kitchen. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your bill 837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store or home, you need your job done now, done right.
Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
All right. We've got a sale going on just in case, you know, you've been looking at your flooring and you're wondering what you should do about it. You've been looking at your carpets forever and you know it's time to do something about it. Yeah, I'm going to move all the stuff around to get that. Somebody will take care of that. Because, you know, with the holidays coming and you're going to have a party, you're going to have friends over, you want the place to look great, even though you may be saying no. Yes, you do. Question is, you know, what am I going to do about it? Well, right now you can go to the Bougainville Flooring Superstore. They're having their 29th anniversary sale because all kinds of stuff happens when you're having a party, all right? And you want to be ready because they have these great, easy install, if you want to do it yourself, easy to install, dent-resistant vinyl planking. And they have stain-resistant, easy, clean carpets. Now through Sunday, they've got the sale on. Not only do they have the product that you can go and they will help you, they'll go through the warehouse. It's right on Bougainville, so easy to find, right off Salt Lake Boulevard, close to the NEX. You go in there, easy parking, and they'll you say, this is what I'm looking for. What do you got? And they'll take you through the store. They will help you. And then if you don't have somebody in mind to install, they'll help you figure all that out as well. Now, they don't have people, they're not employed by Bougainville Flooring Superstore, but they have connections with people who do that kind of work, and they'll be able to help you figure that part out as well. It's the Bougainville Flooring Superstore 29th anniversary flooring sale on Bougainville, close to the NEX. Lots of easy, free parking. Go now. Why pay more? Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen. Hi, Diana.
Hi. How are you all today?
Oh, we're doing great. It's a gorgeous day. They say there's going to be thunderstorms. I just don't see it outside the window on the South Shore. But, of course, behind me are the beautiful Ko'olau Mountains, and it could be cloudy and pouring on the other side of them. So if it is a thunder out there, do get off the golf course because lightning could certainly be around. That's what causes the thunder. Diana's passion for highlighting talented chefs in the golf world inspired a culinary movement across the world at golf clubs and resorts. And you've got your latest, most beautiful Golf Kitchen semi-annual magazine out. And I got to tell you, Diana, featured, we've talked about this, featured in your magazine is the story about the gentleman at Symbionic who tends to the bees, John Carson?
That's correct. Yeah, he's a great guy, too.
And today, I read, I was online going through, just, and all of a sudden pops up, Science and Info, the bee is declared the most important living being on the planet.
That would be correct.
Yeah. So tell us about a little bit about this man, John Carson. Is he also a chef or is he the official beekeeper at Symbionic?
John Carson is the original beekeeper that installed all the hives at Symbionic in around 2013, 2014. Mr. Pascucci, the owner, is very innovative and he's a steward of the land. And he always wanted to make sure he would take care of that land and respect it, you know, not just having the golf course there, but he needed to do more. And I do believe they're Audubon certified as well. But John Carson was brought in to install the hives. Originally, they were actually, I think they were around about hole 14 or hole 13, something like that. And then they've moved them to near the superintendent's area because they've got more hives now. So I think they've got about 16. Wow. And they're producing honey. I know they have a wedding coming up and there'll be 200 jars of Symbionic honey there as gifts for the guests. So I think that's beautiful.
It is. And I love the S that's on the glass container, the jar. I'm not sure what you know, how to call it, because jar doesn't sound elegant enough. It's such an elegant S on the container. The honey is coming in. It's beautiful. At Royal Melbourne with his hands in the President's Cup trophy. That's quite amazing. Were you there?
Of course I was there. Actually, I have one of myself doing the same thing. We were lucky because I've never seen this before. I mean, at Liberty National, you couldn't get anywhere near it. But, you know, it's my homeland. So when I was at home earlier this year, I went over to Royal Melbourne because I needed to reshoot a couple of pictures. And they said, "Hey, why don't you put Chef on the cover with the cup?" And I was like, "Okay." So they took it out of the casing, and we had security everywhere. We didn't have a lot of time, and we had to get it done. So that was how it happened. But it was really cool.
And really cool, and really spontaneous. And he looks so comfortable. There one of the sandwiches. I'm going to get into the menus that are in this fabulous magazine, Golf Kitchen. Go to golfkitchen.com. You can order your subscription. It comes every semi-annually. Plus, Diana's working on a new coffee table book. And is the first book still available?
Yes, actually, the first book is still available. We actually got some new ones in. So I wanted to make sure we had the first book available for Christmas. So if anyone wants to have the set, when the second one comes out, they'll have both because they're all exactly the same size and they're going to look beautiful on the shelf.
Absolutely. And this is Golf Kitchen Americas that's coming out, the second one. But inside, there are some wonderful recipes inside the magazine from these fabulous resorts and private country clubs. And one of the, I couldn't help but look at that club sandwich. Was that the one that was created for Tiger Woods?
No, actually. I was actually thinking of that one, the Tiger Woods one. That was the Tiger Club sandwich. That was created at Kingston Heath. And this club sandwich is the Royal Melbourne club sandwich. So
it looks really scrumptious.
I'm not sure if there's any inspiration for that one.
It looks really scrumptious.
But it gave me an idea. It's funny you should bring that up. I thought we should have like a club sandwich competition.
A club sandwich competition. Yes, the golf club sandwich competition.
Yeah, we could get people to send in their club recipes.
Yeah, I like it very much. The book is on, how do people get the tablet version of the magazine?
The tablet version, you can just go to golfkitchen.com now and it's on the homepage. Be happy if you share the link. That would be fantastic. But it's great to have that as a platform on my website because I wanted to make sure I housed it so people would come to golfkitchen.com to read the magazine rather than go somewhere else. So I was really, worked really hard to get that platform, and I think it looks really nice. What do you think?
I do, too. It's beautiful. And when you put it on the full screen, it just, and then it just swipes over. You go from page to page. And I was going through it this morning, preparing for the show today, and, you know, I was thinking, wow, that is when you were featuring Scott Hagley from Royal Poinciana, Naples, Florida. He has this something that would people in Hawaii would really like. It's the tuna sashimi with avocado, citrus, almond crunch, and tataki sauce. What is the tataki sauce?
Oh, goodness.
I know.
You're asking me? that looks like it would be the tataki sauce. That's probably like the Asian-inspired kind of sauce with the tuna. That's what that looks like. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, it just looks fabulous. All of your recipes are wonderful, and you can recreate them at home so nicely. And I was looking at all of the recipes that are from Scott Hagley, really nice. So we're going to take a break, and I want to come back and talk to you, Diana, about your trip to Puerto Rico that's coming up and Bermuda after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest stock of ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies like tools, adhesive, any acts on Bougainville. Bougainville Flooring. Remember our price match guarantee. Find everything you'll need at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
Equipment. Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
This portion of the Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
We're talking with Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen Magazine. It's a semi-annual collector's magazine. You'll want to get it at golfkitchen.com. You can also get the tablet version, but you should subscribe to the magazine because anything Diana does is high class, high quality, and the magazine in your hands just feels wonderful. Of course, you can take it in the kitchen. It has fabulous recipes inside. And some of the people who are highlighted inside the magazine include, of course, people who are in the middle of creating fabulous meals inside the golf kitchens. I was looking at the pictures that you have from Golf Kitchen Punta Mita when you got everybody together and the chef's charm on course and enchant in the kitchen at Golf Kitchen Punta Mita. Great photographs.
Yeah, aren't they?
Yeah.
The event was fantastic this year. I mean, all the events we've had have just been great, and they're a great team of chefs, and they all just seem to get along. And a lot of people say to me, how do you find so many chefs that actually get along with each other, because they normally don't? And I don't believe that. I haven't had any problems. They've all been wonderful. They've all bonded, And they just keep coming back to do these events over and over, and it's great. It's like a big family.
And you're constantly creating the environment for them to have that family event where they can, like, it seems like in the world of executive chefs and resort chefs, they are looking to each other to inspire them. They like to be pushed into a position of, not pushed, and I don't mean that in the sense of being forced. I mean that in pushing themselves so that they can learn and grow and get more information. The things that chefs are doing around the world, going to places where disaster has struck, and in the Bahamas, and feeding thousands of people and spending time in places where you don't have a luxury hotel to go live in. You are in the midst of a disaster zone, and they are putting themselves out to make sure people get what they need. And that's what the heart of a chef is. They want to give a person a fabulous meal, and they want it to come from great sources. And that's become the impetus behind the sustainable having a garden right outside the kitchen like some of these chefs have. So I was just, you know, thinking about all the stuff that you do and the places you go. Diana, you're off to Puerto Rico and Bermuda. What is your trip to Bermuda for?
Bermuda, I'm actually going over to scout out the golf club kitchens in Bermuda. I'm looking forward to the trip. We're just waiting on a weather break before we go, so it could be any time, probably around this. Excited about it because I noticed that they won. Actually, it was Tucker's Point. I think they're in the top 100 golf resorts or something in North America. I'm not sure if you saw that.
Yes, I did.
And then someone said, "Hey, Bermuda's not in North America," and I was actually asking a few people, and I said, is Bermuda in North America? It's not part of America. I know that, and it's not part of North America. But apparently, even though it's a British territory, it's actually classed as in the region of Northern America. So technically, it's a part of the Americas.
So you could get
it
in your book.
So I'm hoping now I can. Yes, exactly. You know what I'm thinking.
Diana
I definitely want to have a Bermuda club there.
Yes, Diana DeLucia's next book is Golf Kitchen Americas. So that's perfect. I love the way you reason things through. So you're going to go scout private country club kitchens in Bermuda. And what takes you to Puerto Rico?
I am going to work with Jose Carles on a project that we're doing together. We don't have a working title yet, but I'm excited about it. And it could be in 2 days. It could be in a week. We're just waiting on a weather break because we have to go ocean fishing for 3 days.
Ocean fishing for 3 days.
Yes, because we're doing a photo shoot and a food shoot, and we need to be out on the ocean to capture lots of pictures of Jose Carles fishing and his catch, and then we'll create the recipes and surprise you all hopefully next year with another new project.
This is wonderful. I can't wait to see pictures of Diana in a fishing boat after 3 days.
I'm scared. I'm actually scared because I've been asking people that I know who are fishermen.
Yes.
What do I wear? And how much drugs do I have to take so I don't get sick? Because all I'm thinking is I'm going to be out every day for 3 days out in the middle of the ocean.
I love it. What do I take so I'm not seasick? But the question that every woman asks, what do I have to pack for this trip?
That's exactly right. I'll tell you exactly what I got told by the fisherman. Long sleeve, lightweight shirt, long pants, lightweight. 50 plus sunscreen, and go to the pharmacy or go and get a prescription so you don't get seasick because you don't want that to happen. I was like amazed. Okay, this is not going to be a glamorous trip.
No, you can throw the glamour right out the door with that one. Always fun. Diana DeLucia is always on the road, and you'll be at the President's Cup, will you not?
I will be. That's the plan.
That's the plan. This is going to be fun. Of course, you're going to have to get up really early to be on the show during President's Cup. Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen, a lifestyle semi-annual magazine. Go to golfkitchen.com and you can order your magazine. You can check out the digital version. You can check out the book and plan for holiday presents would be in order. Thank you, Diana.
Thank you, Danielle.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay. I gotta mention this again. You know, we've got the holidays coming. I know it's hard to remember that. It's just the end of September. It's the beginning of October. So if you have those holiday parties in mind, and, you know, people love going over and sharing their food, having potluck, and you want to have those folks come over to your place. And, of course, is the house ready for the traffic? The traffic through the house and the spills and the accidents that come with holiday parties? Are your carpets ready for this onslaught? Go to Bougainville Flooring Superstore. They're having their 29th anniversary sale. They've got easy-to-install, dent-resistant, vinyl planking, stain-resistant, easy-clean carpets, and on sale through Sunday. Over 1,000 carpet remnants in addition, also on sale. Plus, the price match guarantee holds. Porcelain, ceramic tile, tools, installation supplies. It's the Bougainville Flooring Superstore 29th Anniversary Flooring Sale. They're near the NEX on Bougainville. Go now. Why pay more? We've got Rainer Doors to thank for being one of our sponsored room. You trust Lamborghini to have the best doors? I would. 676-3667. Increase the value of your home with a Rainer door. Make a major return on your investment in your home. Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, and you know how it rained? Water, or worse, something else breaks. Sewer pipes, water pipes. Mud inundates your home. Call Oahu Extraction 24/7. They'll be on site in 90 minutes. Their number is 330-6212. Put that on your refrigerator. OahuExtraction.com. Creative Plumbing. No project is too big. Whether a new build, a renovation, a repair, you want to redo the plumbing stack in your high rise, Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. So you got to get Creative Plumbing. Bougainville Flooring, as I said, the superstore is having their 29th anniversary sale. Largest stock and inventory with carpet and porcelain and wood and ceramic tile and 1,000 carpet remnants in stock on sale as well. It's all this weekend. Bougainville Flooring, their superstore near the NEX. Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom. Two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. And Futura Stone, master craftsman, turning your project, your building, your warehouse, your showroom into artwork. You can turn a concrete floor into what looks like marble and just choose the color of your desire. If you desire to listen to the show again, we are streaming live, of course, but we're also podcast at radiogolfclub.com/listen. Just go there. And it's at all of the places where you get your podcasts. So you can go there at Stitcher or iTunes or TuneIn. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.